What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Zach Gelb again from the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, the Dolphins have been active too to shift over to the NFL. I wonder, you know, how that's being covered nationally. Down here, it's kind of split. There was a Lewis Riddick tweet where he was just ripping the Dolphins, essentially saying, hey, they don't know what they're doing. Nobody knows what the Dolphins are doing. They themselves don't even know who they are. Do you like the Jalen Ramsey move, Jonnu Smith going to Pittsburgh, and the Dolphins getting back Minkah Fitzpatrick? Essentially, that's what the trade was, a couple late-round picks. And then now Darren Waller coming out of retirement to replace Jonnu Smith. Like, do you like what the Dolphins are doing?
I can expect nothing out of Darren Waller. And here's what I think happened. There's been a lot of negativity, and deservedly so, around the Miami Dolphins. So anything that they do, it ends up eliciting a negative reaction. I've been extremely critical of the Dolphins. I'm not a fan of Chris Greer. I'm not a fan of Mike McDaniel. I'm not a fan of Tyreek Hill as well. And if they make him a captain this year, that's an absolute joke with the way that he acted at the end of the season. Now he's trying to put all the toothpaste back in the tube kind of act, and I'm not buying it for a second. He'll be a malcontent at some point this season. But in terms of Jalen Ramsey didn't want to be there anymore, they end up getting a younger player back who didn't have a great season last year but could still be a very good player in this year. I think it's a good move, but I understand just how this works. There's a lot of negativity with the Dolphins, so it just continues this cycle. And people want to be negative with the Dolphins. Then when they make a decent move, they're not able to praise them. So I praise the Dolphins for the move, but I still think this is going to be a messy season for them.
And get on the other side, though, because I think I'm on an island here. I'm just Jalen Ramsey, Joey Porter Jr., and Darius Slay on the same team defensively, already on the top 10 defense in Pittsburgh. And then you have DK Metcalf, Robert Woods, Calvin Austin, the young guy. Like, the Steelers can be very good. And I'm telling people this, and they're like, oh, no. And I think the Aaron Rodgers lore or hate, whatever you want to call it, takes over. I think the Steelers are a playoff team and are going to be very good next year.
But isn't that what they've been for since 2016? The last time they won a playoff game was 2016. The Pittsburgh Steelers standard has fallen. This used to be an organization that was synonymous with winning Super Bowls. They're nowhere close to winning a Super Bowl. You're going to need an AARP card if you're in the Steelers locker room this year. Rodgers hasn't been great in 3 years. Najee Harris, I know everyone likes to slam him. He's no longer there. All he did was put up 1,000 yards. They drafted someone at the running back position. Jaylen Warren is now going to be their lead back. Sure, you got DK Metcalf, who's your number two wide receiver. Freiermuth, he's solid. The offensive line improved, but still a question mark. And the defense was not good last year. You would think they would bounce back. Darius Slay is another year older. Ramsey, you know, he's not great anymore, but he's still solid. I think this Steelers team, if you tell me they go 8-9, I wouldn't be surprised. If you tell me they go 10-7, I wouldn't be surprised as well. I think they're in that 8-10 win range, but they're stuck where they've been for the last 6 or 7 years, where they're good enough to make the playoffs, but then come wild card weekend, they say hello, They walk in, they do the Simpson gift, they grab their hat, and they walk right out. That's just the way that I feel with the Pittsburgh Steelers right now. The way that this is success in Pittsburgh, like Aaron Rodgers not winning Super Bowl again. The way Aaron Rodgers wins the Super Bowl this year is he wins a playoff game in Pittsburgh.
And I think T.J. Watt's becoming a bit unhappy there too, because Jalen Ramsey got there and got a little more money and got the money he was asking for, and T.J. Watt's in this weird limbo. To me, they just look like a team where it's going to be 2025, and I just see names that I recognize. And I think that's a lot of what people are doing there, Crowder included. I'm sorry to throw you under the bus there, but that just kind of feels like what they're doing there. Do you think Cincinnati poses the bigger threat in that division again to Baltimore? Like, because I don't think Cleveland's going to be anything again this year. Pittsburgh is trying to Band-Aid it up, but it feels like Cincinnati is still the biggest threat to Baltimore in that division.
I think you're splitting hairs. I will lean slightly towards Burrow, Chase, and Higgins, but who's playing defense for them? Yeah, I know they bring in Al Golden, but is Hendrickson even going to be there? I'm a big fan in Miami. I know Al Golden. But Trey Hendrickson, is he even going to be there? That's 17 and a half sacks the last two seasons. Yeah. So if he's not there, can the Steelers come in second in that division? Yes. If you put a gun to my head and said, who do you think's going to be in second, though, I would say it's Cincinnati Bengals.
Is he still wearing his stupid ties, this Al Golden? He still does that on the sideline?
I hate him.
Stupid tie. I hated that stupid tie.
You guys really live in the past. Let me.
It was endearing at first.
Pat Riley. You're living in the past. You're resting on those laurels, Solana. That's what you're doing.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.